insurance.
Let's see if we can decide what the best news is of the day. 7 after the hour Monday, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, editing the Lindsay Lohan 911 call.
Oh, all kinds of edits going on in that one.
Yeah, lots of edits there. We have Roberta Fasinelli, who has just basically learned how to edit her own content, never mind anybody else's.
Yeah, thanks.
She's here with us. Yes, as a matter of fact, Roberta has free food for you and your
food
dog.
For you.
Free
I'm eating food some of it right now.
You're eating it now, Roberta?
Uh-huh.
That's good for you. Congratulations.
Mm.
Jennifer Horn is along. She's always good for the ride, if you will. She's consistent. She's very good company on the ride. Later on in this hour, the most popular software available on Macs and PCs will be overviewed by Shelley Palmer, who's another one of our interesting tech people.
I like that.
Meanwhile, Charlie Sheen in the headlines around with, shall we do the Southwest Airlines thing first and just scare everybody and get it over with?
Well, you know, you're supposed to lead with the scary news
scary
that makes people think that they could possibly just perish at any moment.
Yeah, all planes are going to crash today.
That's right.
If you have a flight that you're getting on.
That's the way the news is portraying it this morning.
That's right. The news media will have you all afraid to fly today. I'm going to be on two planes from Florida to Boston today going through Charlotte, and I'm not worried at all, even though when I got under the plane on Saturday night coming down here, I looked up in the, I was in the overhead, and one of the things that
you were in the overhead bin?
No, I was looking
at that's how he flies for free.
Yeah, that's it, right.
$25 to carry Doug along.
That's it, right, yeah. So anyway, the molding had come off of the
that is so upsetting, isn't it?
It
when
is.
You sit there and you look at it flapping
that, but
around.
You look at the lights that don't work.
I know.
US Air is a terrible airline anyway. And so they have these planes that they haven't obviously taken good care of. So you see these sorts of things, and then you wonder, okay.
Yeah.
The Southwest, with the good reputation that they have, the planes are always clean.
This airline is showing me, what can I not see?
Oh, goodness.
Well, you can't see a whole lot of things. I mean, you don't know what's underneath the skin.
But when the top is, like, rattling, ew.
So here's, but the Airbuses are more likely to do that than the Boeing planes. You hear more rattles and shakes and moans and groans. One of the things that is very instructive, and I wish they'd put this out on a DVD or something, Richie, maybe you can look and see. CNBC again last night ran for the fourth or fifth time something they did a couple of years ago called A Week in the Life of American Airlines. And what it does is take you through every single part of the operation of American Airlines. And it was done by Peter Greenberg, who's one of the contributors to our program. Very nicely done. And you understand a whole lot about the business, including how to take care of the planes properly.
A Week in the Life of United Airlines.
No. A Week in the Life of American Airlines.
Okay.
So, at any rate, when it comes down to taking care of the planes, they use an X-ray device similar to the X-ray device that we go through at the airport, or maybe you go through, I don't go through it, or the X-ray device that takes a picture of your body, your teeth, whatever it is. And they can tell by using this X-ray machine if there are cracks in the fuselage. And if there are cracks in the fuselage, are they close enough to a rivet and to the superstructure, the frame of the airline, that were they to come loose, it would cause a problem? If that's the case, and every once in a while you can see something, you get on a plane, look at when you're getting on the plane, look around the door and see if it's smooth, or do you see little places, pieces of steel that have been added to on top of the skin? That's how you can tell where there were cracks that were found by these radar detectors. Most planes, the bigger the plane and the older the plane, the more likely you're going to see this sort of a correction. And by the way, it's usually stronger than it's sort of like a weld. When you cut something and then re-weld it, it's stronger than the original metal.
Right.
So if you are aware of what's going on you're running a big airline and you're aware of what happens, the stress. I mean, just imagine, you can imagine, I hope you can, the stress. The plane's going 180 miles an hour and it takes off into the wind. So there's a stress against the fuselage and the superstructure of the plane. Look at the wings and how they're moving back and forth. They're flexing. The metal is aimed to do it. That's how it's engineered. It's supposed to have the give and take, the flex, if you will, to take most anything that gets thrown its way. But after the plane's been flying for 30 years, there are bound to be some things that may loosen up.
How often, I wonder, do they replace, most say, a wing?
Well, if you go back to the American Airlines,
I mean, we know
a week in the life,
the engines.
They take the, well, the engines come on and off very quickly, and they are changed. There's an hourly, I think it's 1,000 hours or whatever it is. The engine, I don't know but it's some regular point, 1,000, 1,200 hours of working time. They drop the engine off, they put another engine on, and they overhaul the engine. And the American thing is instructive because it takes you through their Tulsa rehab plant, where they go through all of the planes, and they literally, they strip them inside, take all the seats out, take everything off. They take down everything that's in the plane comes out. So when you after about 40 hours of work, the plane is completely exposed. You see all the wiring. You see everything that's in the guts of the plane. And they replace all of this stuff. They test the metal. They replace, and you can see how they're fabricating this as they take pieces of the wing off, under the whole plane. They go through it once every 4 years. And so then that's instructive. What Southwest does, I don't know because I don't know enough about their operation, but all of these planes, the Boeing planes and the Airbus crap cans, all of them, they need to be, the Airbuses actually need to be scrutinized more frequently than the Boeing planes because they're not as well made. So the thing that people will, who are not interested in anything other than I want to get on a plane and get from point A to point B, and you're going to think today, my God, if I get on a 737, is my plane going to crash? It isn't just the 737. It's any plane. It just happens.
Well, you're helping. Thank you.
No, I'm just saying that they're all subject to the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
The reason the Southwest plane, and if you go back to the Aloha plane that had the problem 20 years ago with a roof peeled back like a tin can, the reason that they have more stress in the Aloha situation, two things. One, their planes go up and down, up and down, up and down, 12, 14 times a day. The average plane is up and down from 4 to 6 times. For example, let's take a 757 that's being used from New York to L.A. or Boston to San Francisco or Washington to San. That plane gets up and is in the air for 5 hours, and it lands. Turns around, takes off again, flies back to either the central part of the country or to the East Coast again. So it may be up and down 6 times. Whereas with Southwest, the average length of their flight's about an hour and 20 minutes. Planes up and down, at least twice to three times what the normal, if there is such a thing, the normal plane is doing. That's how they run their operation. They go up and they come down. So if you're going across the country, you can get on the same plane in Baltimore, and you probably fly to St. Louis, and then you may fly to Tulsa, and then you may fly to Phoenix, and then you fly to Los Angeles. So it's up and down, up and down. So that puts tremendous stress on the fuselage of the plane. Most planes, when they retire, have about 110,000-115,000 takeoffs and landings. That's about what they – but if you look at the Southwest planes or any of the short-haul outfits, about twice that much. So the stress on the fuselage is very obvious. Plus the fact, in the case of the Aloha plane, it was a – the planes are stationed out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, subject to much more rust and corrosion because of the ocean. They can't escape the ocean because that's where they're flying. Whereas other planes, they're maybe on the ocean. Most airports are, as you know, Newark is on the ocean. LaGuardia is on the ocean. JFK is on the ocean. Boston's on the ocean. Washington, close to the ocean. All the airports in Florida, I mean, most of them are on the ocean. So planes are going to spend, let's say they're overnighting in Tampa. So they're getting the wind and the salt in the air will sort of attack the planes. And so all of these things taken into consideration over the years, these planes are weakened. And so even if you check them, I am a little concerned about Southwest because I thought they were better than this. If they found more cracks, the story's at DougStephan.com today. They canceled hundreds of flights over the weekend and more canceled today. They found three more planes that had similar cracks to the one that you've seen the video and the pictures of, the hole in the ceiling, people fainting. It wasn't, it wouldn't be something I'd want to see, and I'm a pretty seasoned traveler. At 30,000 feet, you don't want to see a hole in the roof of the plane.
Pretty much.
Yep.
No, there's nothing about that that's going to make anybody feel good. So, but
that's
in terms
the sun.
Of.
Oh, no!
Yeah. The plane
hey,
landed.
Man, the top's down.
Yeah, right. It landed. The plane landed at a military base in Yuma, Arizona. Didn't even make it to a commercial base. 118 people on board the plane.
What did they do with them? That's what I just asked.
What did they do with the people on the plane?
Yeah, I would not want to get on another plane.
Yeah, well, put them on a bus.
Unless you want to get on a Greyhound, you don't have a choice.
I'd bus it. I really would.
Yeah. Southwest grounded 80 planes over the weekend to carry out inspections.
Not me. I'd climb on a plane. What are the odds that you're going to get two planes that break up in midair? Huh?
Not much. Well, it didn't break up. It just broke open. The plane landed, which is a testament to, and
details.
Like the Aloha plane that ripped the ceiling off, they still landed. All right. That's the good news out of this. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, get Puffs tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for 187 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
How to win friends and influence people. We'll talk about Charlie Sheen, who was in Detroit last night and started off by saying, I figured Detroit was a good place to tell some crack jokes. I certainly did a lot to make the audience feel good about having been there. They booed him. Basically, the show was terrible, and most people walked out. They were yelling at him, booing at him, telling him he sucked. That kind of nice stuff. 21 after on Good Day.
Winning. You starting to get the concept now?
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
Trace Adkins singing the national anthem at the NASCAR race yesterday.
Bright stars,
it's me, actually.
Gets it right. The
I flew out and sang it for them.
Or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting.
You know he's going to do it wrong.
Gay proof.
Doug's going to have one of his little rants.
See if he's done Banner right.
Here it comes.
Still
the true Dudley test.
Oh, say does that star spangled.
All right, so what do you think?
I'm going to support my man. I think he's going to do it.
I think he's going to play with it.
The correct singing is Banner. And that's the thing I have. The problem I have is that people sing Banner.
He's probably going to think it wrong, but I'm going to support
him. I'm thinking he's a country guy, and he's going to do the sheep. Banner. All right, you ready?
Yeah. Yep.
Banner, yeah.
That was wrong. Get rid of him. Okay, that's no good. Next, Yolanda Adams sings the national anthem. Horrible.
6 foot five.
Okay.
Water.
This is Yolanda Adams singing at the basketball Final Four contest, NCAA basketball Final Four.
We hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight or the red.
She could put America the Beautiful in.
Streaming.
I think she's going to do it right.
I might think she will, too, because she's singing way too fast to do Banner. She just wants to go Banner.
All right.
Banner.
Yep, she got it right.
Yeah.
Hooray for Yolanda Adams. Now, who is she? I don't know who she is.
She might be like, I gotta go on her next
voice.
Wow.
The Evelyn Wood speed singing contest winner.
Winner.
Now, what is she? I don't know that much about her. Who is this woman?
Adams.
Yolanda Adams. Anybody know? 800-510-8255. Instead of you telling us, Richie, let's make it a quickie quiz.
Okay.
800-510-8255. Swell prize for the person who tells us a little bit more, the background of Yolanda Adams, et cetera, who sung the national anthem at the basketball Final Four game. 800-510-8255. Who is Yolanda Adams? She did better than Charlie Sheen, who opened and probably will close in one night. This is worse than an off-Broadway play that doesn't get good reviews, Roberta. Opens and closes the same night.
Spider-Man's looking at this show going, whoosh.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so the Violent Torpedo of Truth tour in Detroit opens up to booing. The Hollywood Reporter today describing the show as, quote, the overwritten, faux biblical preaching of a self-anointed Messiah who views himself as the most truthful person in the universe, end quote.
Wow.
Sheen took questions from the audience, didn't answer them, showed video clips from his movies, and then he was asked to, again, answer questions. He took a shot at Detroit as the crack capital of the world. Let's see here. Who's holding crack right now? Was a question to the audience. They started booing him and yelling at him, you suck.
That's funny.
Pretty much. And he walked off the stage and didn't come back again. So 60 minutes, and it was over.
Hi, Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. You know, today, most popular software like Microsoft's Office or Photoshop or even Quicken are available on both PCs and Macs. But beware. Even though these programs have the same titles and are made by the same companies, they do not necessarily have the same features. For example, Microsoft Office for Mac 2011 is the first Microsoft Office for Mac to feature Outlook, the most popular Office email client in the world. Yes, it has the same name, but it has almost none of the advanced features or group connectivity that makes Outlook for Windows a must for almost every business. There's a Mac version of Quicken too, but it's absolutely crippled when compared to its Windows counterpart. The good news for Mac users is that there is a solution. Programs like Parallels Desktop allow you to run any Windows program on your Mac and take advantage of all the features of both Macs and PCs. For Doug Stebbins, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Intuit Small Business presents Payroll Taxes in 30 Seconds. When quarterly taxes are due, Intuit Online Payroll reminds you. One click to start, a few more to approve and pay. We even fill out the forms. And we're done with seconds to spare, which gives me plenty of time to finish painting this lion's toenails. Good kitty. Try Intuit Online Payroll free for 30 days at Intuit.com. We do
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their tomb. Legs built with the winds of
just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
So it's 33 after the hour now. I'm confused. Was Charlie Sheen, was he in Detroit over the weekend or Chicago? Or was it Chicago on Saturday and Detroit on Sunday or the other way around?
He was apparently booed in Detroit and welcomed in Chicago.
All right. Well, what night he was in Chicago? Last night? Because Detroit was Saturday.
Yeah, Detroit was the first one. He got booed.
He got booed badly.
Yes.
Yeah. And then he walks off the stage and on his way off he says, I already have your effing money, dude. When somebody yelled and screamed.
I'm sorry, but that's funny.
This guy.
Winning.
Yeah, winning. Oh, yeah, Roberta Fasanelli is here with the Queen of Cheap. We're going to save money on food. You'll be winning. Other items at DougStephan.com today. Dr. Ken has information on strengthening your bones. And then supermarket guru Phil Lempert has information on how to take on essential iron. It is important for your health to eat foods that have iron in them. I'm wondering whether good news today includes the fact that BP resumes deep water drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. When was it? Was it a year ago this week? I think it was, wasn't it? When did that oil spill? It was April sometime. Anybody remember? Was it early April or late April? Somebody check that, Richie. I'm pretty sure it was this time, early on in the month of April, and how long it's taken to fix all of this stuff. BP has promised to follow stricter rules, allowing regulators 24-hour access to the deepwater wells, agreeing not to conduct any new exploratory drilling, at least for now.
May 24th.
Was it April 24th? April something. No, it was April. I know it was April. It was April something. That's when the Deepwater Horizon blew up. 11 people were killed. 200 million gallons.
April 20th.
Boy, thank you. All right, so anyway, is that a good thing or not? We really got to do something to get our own oil. We really have to do something.
We have our own oil. We have oil fields bigger than the entire Arab nation.
So why aren't we? Yeah. So why aren't we dipping into them? Why aren't we getting the oil out of the ground?
Well, I think it's part of a long-term policy.
Yeah.
I think that, the idea is to totally deplete the Arab world of oil before we even touch ours.
Really?
Oh, mm-hmm. That's interesting.
That's interesting. Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. Right.
Very good, Roberta.
Get theirs and save ours.
Get theirs, save ours, and then
That's a very interesting, that's an interesting theory.
I think it's a long-term policy.
Wow. Nobody thought of that
once
before.
Once you take all the oil away from the Middle East, what do they have?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Rocks. Richie. Richie's having to tell you they're back to rocks.
Back to chucking rocks.
Chucking rocks at each other.
We've got more oil here in the continental U.S. and in Alaska
than anywhere
else.
Roberta, all right, so since you were the only one wise enough to come up with this theory, answer my question that I always have.
Yeah.
Every 4 to 8 years, we get a new president in there, and one is sometimes greatly different than the previous, who have all these different ideas on energy, yet we keep going back to the same thing.
Hmm. Well, because I think once they get in office and they're privy to this long-term knowledge, which basically isn't made
but
public.
But they're the man.
They probably have this, like, for your eyes only book that gets passed from president to president.
That's my exact philosophy. Once they get in there, I'm going to run and I'm going to say,
this,
I'm going to do all
that.
This. I'm going to be great. I'm going to change everything. And then they get out, sit down, and be the guy from the CIA walks in and says, an NSA, and they say, here, read this.
Mm. And they go, oh.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah, all right, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, the moment you have all been waiting for. It's time for Roberta Facinelli, our queen of cheap.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster talk.
Wow.
It's Roberta
Facinelli. Wow, that one had some spice.
After that.
Let's hear it, sister.
Okay, Arby's. Actually, I kind of like the roast beef at Arby's. It's one of the fast food places that you can actually eat semi-healthy if you're really heavy.
What are their French fries like, though? What's the
I don't know. I don't do fries.
What are the French fries like at Arby's?
However,
I will tell you, though, before you get to your coupon, I'm sorry. If you have not tried the new Wendy's sea salt fries, the bomb.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You got to try them, Doug.
That means they're good.
I do
fries every now and then now.
Handy for the MetaFast diet.
Yeah, they don't really fit. No,
they don't fit in there.
But they're really good. All right, so go ahead.
Yeah, something else that doesn't fit in the MetaFast diet, but boy, they're good. The cinnamon bites at Arby's, and we have a coupon for a free order of the outside-in cinnamon bites with any combo purchase at Arby's. But hurry up, it's only good through April 7th. And what's today? Today's the
4th.
4th?
Got 3 days.
Okay, 3 days to get this. Woo! Got a dog? Well, we got a free sample of Wellness Natural
My
Dog Food.
My dog doesn't quite sound like that, but helpful.
That's your dog. Your dog is a manly dog.
My dog goes boof. Mine goes boof or Ms. Boof.
Boof. Boof. Those little yap-yaps.
All right, come on. What do we have?
Okay, if your dog really smells badly, you can get them a free sample of Gucci perfumes. If you can't carry a Gucci bag, well, you may as well smell like you do. We have free sample online here for you at DougStephan.com. Grind your teeth at night. I do sometimes. You get a free dental night protector from Plackers. And this is a really good deal.
Like that.
Yeah, you get it's a free one. You stick it in your mouth, and when you grind your teeth, you're grinding against rubber. And so until you cut through the rubber with your teeth, I guess it's good. And a free sample of Orville Rambacher's new pop-up bowl popcorn.
I saw that in the store. It looks cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool, doesn't it? So it's like a bowl and the popcorn all
it's
put
like the
together.
Old-fashioned Jiffy Pop that you put over the stove. And
Yeah,
cool.
So it's kind of like in its own container. So you get a free sample, and we have all of the links for you at DougStephan.com.
Good job, Roberta. Thank you very much. Coming up in a few minutes, the Kids' Choice Awards, plus... The essence of what is going on with... I don't know if we can get to Lindsay Lohan. What I do know is there are a lot of people who want to know whether Snooki actually got paid to speak at Rutgers or not. And generally speaking, what's going on with the cast at Jersey Shore and the rumors of Katie Couric leaving CBS News.
Yeah, she's done.
All that.
Yeah.
There's a hoopla. Well, she's not so fast.
No, she's gone. So
we talked about it Friday,
not
Peggy.
Not so fast.
She's gone.
Not so fast.
Gone.
So even if you talked about it on Friday, what, was that when I wasn't here?
Yes.
To defend myself? Yeah, but you see...
We talk about a lot of stuff when you're not here.
Superficial things.
No.
I know, and I normally get a report back from my friends who will tell me what it is that you said.
Their favorite hour of the show that
day? Yeah, they say, this is a great show.
Great bit of input from Rob Huntington, who's the president of Heidelberg about what it was that you were plotting to do when I left on Friday. The
Rob, come to the good side. Don't be a snitch.
Rob let us down, though. He didn't follow through with any of the stuff. We wanted them to change the locks on the studios at Heidelberg College and put Domino's Pizza signs on the door. Right. Nobody came through for us.
Very upset.
The conversation, however, was worth, I'm sure,
bad
the attention
Rob.
That you got. 19 before that. Richie, did anybody come up with the answer to the question that I asked?
Absolutely, yes.
And what's the answer?
Well, here, you want to talk to Stephanie in Mobile?
Sure, let's talk to Stephanie in Mobile, WABB. Hello, Stephanie.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Well, and how about you?
Great.
Good.
Okay.
The answer is she's one of the greatest gospel singers. She's been singing for, I know, about 10 years.
Really? Okay.
She's
so those of you who didn't know,
yeah.
We were looking for Yolanda Adams. Who's Yolanda Adams? Have you heard her personally sing, or you have any of her albums or CDs or anything?
Mm-hmm, I do. Yeah. She has Queen of Number Ones.
It's just a gospel. That's all she sings.
Gospel, contemporary, Christian.
Really?
Type.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's it.
She's a great singer.
She's bright.
She's a great singer.
A great singer, yeah.
And bright, too. Mm-hmm.
When
sure.
did you first, Stephanie, when did you first become aware of Yolanda Adams?
I think about 10 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. She's
been
out there a while. Mm-hmm.
Did she get started by singing in choirs and church, that sort of thing?
I believe so.
Well, some of our great singers, it's great exposure, great, I just think some of the singers.
She has a morning radio show on Radio 1.
She does.
On Radio 1?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a black network.
She's pretty big. Mm-hmm.
She's pretty big. Does that mean she's big in size or she's big?
No, she's not big in size.
No. She's tall, but she's not big like wide. But she's
not big,
well known.
That might be the funniest thing all day.
That is funny. Stephanie, you're okay in our book. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I will take good care of you. Thank you. Very sweet. Thanks. That's pretty funny. 800-510-8255. I always connect you to what's going on here. Plus, follow us on Facebook, Doug Steffen and the Good Day Program. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Doug Steffen talking about the situation which confronts a lot of men as they get to be 50 and older. This is something Dr. Ken and I talk a lot about. A lot of medical news, by the way, today for later on this morning when Dr. Ken is here. Right now, though, the news is good. For those of you who take care of your prostate, the news is good. The continuing feeding of your prostate will keep you from being concerned as you get older and older. By the time you're 80, most men who have not taken care of their prostate have not only concerns, they have a problem. And it's because they haven't fed their prostate. Don't worry about your prostate. Take care of it. It's true that aging men have more prostate concerns, but if you adopt a healthy lifestyle, and that includes feeding your prostate, then you won't have to worry about it. It's an all-natural dietary supplement containing 15 special ingredients that help improve and sustain your normal prostate function. These ingredients have never been combined until now with a super beta prostate formula. You will feed and protect your prostate. It affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, all of that sort of thing. See your doctor for a checkup and start taking Super Beta Prostate. You can get your first bottle free by calling 800-607-7078. That's really an enhancement. There are three or four reasons to do this. Number one, it's free. Number two, it supports your body and your male health. Number three, this sort of all the ingredients in there are things that have been tested and proven to be the sorts of things that will help keep your prostate healthy. How many times did I say there were four reasons? Three's enough. 800-607-7078. You hear me talking about this all the time. I can go on and on and on. I'm on it, and you ought to be on it. And more women, by the way, call that number and get their men started on Super Beta Prostate for obvious reasons. 800-607-7078. You pay a small shipping and handling charge. One free bottle is yours right now to get you started with Super Beta Prostate. Protect that very important and vital part of your system, gentlemen. 800-607-7078.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
The nonprofit Global Animal Partnership recently launched a new five-step welfare rating system that encourages higher standards for animal agriculture. Whole Foods Market is the first national grocer to adopt a system that will provide shoppers with a new level of transparency into how farm animals are raised. Whole Foods Market now offers beef, pork, and chicken certified under the new system, according to Ann Malone, the Global Animal Production and Welfare Coordinator for Whole Foods Market.
Whole Foods has always been very committed to animal welfare. I've also been very committed to trying to offer value to our customers, especially in the meat department. We're very excited at being able to offer the Global Animal Partnership five-step animal welfare rating program to our customers. This program that rates how animals are raised for food. So when shoppers come into the Whole Foods stores, they're able to look at labels that give them transparency down to how their food was raised.
For more information, visit WholeFoodsMarket.com.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on. April is National Car Care Month, and with winter behind us, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package. Plus, save on all Michelin tires, and save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
You know, when my youngest went off to college, I thought now I'd have plenty of time to travel, see friends, and live an active life again. What I didn't expect was waking up throughout the night, sometimes three or four times, to go to the bathroom, not to mention the embarrassing accidents during the day. That's when I started using Better Woman, the all-natural, clinically tested herbal supplement that's helped thousands of women just like me regain control and freedom. With Better Woman, I don't have to worry where the next bathroom is. I sleep much better and have more energy. It's even helped my mood swings. Best of all, it's all natural, no known side effects. Call 800-701-7040 or visit betterwomannow.com to receive a free bonus bottle. That's 1-800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Thanks to Better Woman, I feel like my younger self again. That's 800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Better Man is also available for men.
12 minutes for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and the television news. First of all, the Children's Choice Awards. They call it Kids' Choice Awards.
Right.
You know me.
Yes.
I'm on to children. Johnny Depp got an award. Here he is accepting it.
How are you guys doing? Yeah. Thank you so much. This is truly a pleasure to receive this award. It comes from you guys. I appreciate your voting. My apologies to Jack. It's an honor to be in the same category as these other nominees, certainly, and I'm very happy to be here, and I truly appreciate it. You guys are the future. Take good care of us, yeah. Thank you.
Wow, that was stimulating.
Yeah. He's softened up. He used to never come to those award shows.
All right, so what is the there? Who did the children vote on these? What is
yeah.
this?
Yeah, they call it vote. The Kids' Choice Awards.
Yeah. Really? Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Very nice, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Very
joke.
Okay, you guys, go ahead. Take your best shot. Make it easy. Take your best
really
shot.
Really to leave that one just laying there.
All right, so Jennifer on Friday, apparently, or Thursday, told you that Katie Couric is not going to be the evening news. I believe she will stay there until after the election.
Yeah,
they'll keep the election.
Because her show won't start, her Oprah-esque show will not start till 2012.
Yeah, she'll do a good job at that.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be fine.
I think so.
That's a good place
for her. I think that's a better fit for her.
I think they'd also like to have her back at NBC for the Today Show, frankly. But
and Meredith is, you know, the rumor is Meredith is leaving to spend more time with their kids. So there's opportunity. You never know.
Yeah. Okay, what else is happening in the world of Teetle Veetle?
All right, lots of news in today's TV news.
Hurry up, you're wasting time.
Hey, headline news. Bunch of new shows start today. Dr. Drew starts tonight at 9 o'clock. Joy Behar is moving to 10. Nancy Grace is continuing on at 8. And The Morning Express with Robin Mead airs until noon. So some program changes.
You're talking about headline news?
Yeah.
The headline news channel?
And there's a campaign for the Cobra at the Bronx Zoo to host Saturday Night Live.
Cobra.
On Facebook, yeah.
There you go. 51 after on Good Day.
Yeah, that's funny.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Leg.
Leg. 53 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program. Jersey Shore, the business of whether or not Lindsay Lohan, good day. Nicole Pelosi, is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Snooki went to speak at Rutgers, and her paycheck came out of the school's mandatory student activity fee, which has angered a lot of students. My tuition dollars wasted on Snooki was posted on a number of Twitter accounts.
Mm-hmm, I can imagine.
She was Rutgers doing backflips at WrestleMania yesterday.
Could have paid her with a case of beer. She got $32,000.
Wow.
Which is more money than they paid the Nobel Prize-winning author Toni Morrison to speak.
That's funny.
At graduation. They gave her $32,000. It's stupid. What are we doing to our culture? These people that are stupid morons become cultural heroes.
How are we going to get the kids excited? Let's get Snooki.
Brilliant.
Snooki.
Gene, yeah. Snooki. Get snookered by Snooki. Okay, back to Roberta's idea, which is a stroke of genius. Most of you who listen with any regularity to this program know that we are all geniuses. Rich is, by his own admission. Jennifer is, by acclamation.
Some
Roberta
higher
now,
state than others.
We just
has,
know about me.
Proven, yes. We now are sure you're a genius. Would you please go through, once again, Roberta, your theory. Was this actually on the air or off the air?
This was on the air, yes.
Right? Okay. So we're talking about the oil supplies and people clamoring after I said that BP was going to start drilling again in the Gulf, people saying, oh, my God, we got all this oil. But there is a plan, Roberta thinks. What's the plan?
Oh, I absolutely believe that the plan is it's a long-range plan for us to basically deplete the Arab world of all its oil. And only then will we actually start using our oil, unless, of course, another power emerges, let's say China or something like that. And they have oil that they're selling. Well, they'll deplete
China
their oil as well. Whoever has oil, other than us, we're going to totally deplete it
first.
What
if it takes 10,000 years to deplete all of their oil?
At the rate we're going, it won't take that long. They know exactly how long it's going to take. They know exactly how much oil there is.
That we have in the last year said that the Middle Eastern supply of oil at the rate it's being used now will last another 45 years. I believe that has come forth. And there are other people who will say that oil continues to regenerate itself, whether that's true or not.
Sure it does.
China is an unknown quantity. Maybe, Richie, because I'm not able to access a computer, so would you just quickly check to see what the status is of any oil, natural gas, that sort of thing they have in China? Meanwhile, Gene has called to comment on Roberta's theory. Gene, thanks for the call. Good day. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today, Doug? How are you, Roberta?
Everybody's fine.
Good morning.
Thank you. All right, so what's your theory, Gene?
I've been saying the same thing Roberta's been saying for years to my family and anybody that would listen to me, that I think that's what the plan is to use up the rest of the world's oil. We got ours, and when the time comes, they got to come to us.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying that for a good 15 years.
And who's been listening to you?
Well, mostly my family, like I say, and anybody else that listens, and I get looks like, yeah, okay, right, but... I think there's something to what Roberta says. I really
do. Okay, so those of us who say drill, baby, drill, because we want to get away from Middle Eastern oil, because we don't want to be dependent on them. And you've heard me many times criticize Rumsfeld and Cheney for all the deals that they made over there during the Reagan years. You think maybe this all might be in our best interest long term?
It's a possibility. Nothing would surprise me at this stage.
Mm-hmm. Well, no,
I believe that the oil is regenerating, like Rich said. I think there's some plausibility to that theory too. I just got a feeling it's just a game. It's just a game.
But will the oil regenerate, you know, to the quantity that it will, you know, continue to supply us? Let's say it regenerates in the Arab world. Will it regenerate to the quantity that we need? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But it's an unknown too, Robert. It's just right now. It's an unknown.
We have lots of theories about things. We don't really know what the truth is. You hear the stories about oil that came from the fossil. That's what they call it, fossil fuel. Coal and oil and natural gas all come from the waste that was created by the dinosaurs. And whatever was on the planet 65 million years ago when it was hit by the asteroid and the planet, the surface of the planet, was destroyed and covered with ash and with all kinds of debris. So this stuff, as we all know, when anything organic is put tightly together, it heats up and creates, in this circumstance, I guess at 65 million years, it could create all kinds of things. And oil is one of the byproducts of that.
Dinosaurs, Doug.
Well, it isn't just that. It was trees. It was whatever. I mean, the coal comes from coal, and trees are the same thing, in essence.
True.
And so, I mean, all of this stuff is possible. Who really knows? You can do some research and come up with theories. You have an interesting one, Gene. Thank you. You have a great day. Roberta has an interesting theory, so we let it all hang out here on Good Day. Why not? Good food for thought. 59 past the hour on Good Day.